Yeah, fellas, I'm doing a follow-up video with the capacitor and the resistor. People are asking me what the resistor is and what the capacitor is used for, right? This here is a resistor. This is used to cut down the current to the driver, right? Or the tweeter. This is a capacitor. This is filter. This is filter frequencies, right? That's the difference between these two. This cut down current, for everybody want to know, this filters frequency. So this come like a passive crossover. You know, long time you see them speaker boxes about 3-4 big circle things like this in there, right? That was the crossover I was using before they have the electronic crossover, right? Now when you use this, or the advantage of using it or the disadvantage of using it, right? That's the question people are asking as well, right? The advantage of using this is, the reason why it is used this is in cases like, okay, if you have an amp, and you don't have a separate channel for your heights alone, and you're running mids everything through the channel, it is put this on to filter the frequency so it won't damage the tweeter, because the tweeter is the easiest thing to blow in your system, right? So you just use this when you don't have a separate channel or amp to put your frequencies through the driver. So if you say you're just running mid-range everything through our channel, that is when it is used this, right? You just use this in correspondence to this when you have too much power going to this. So let me say you're running like 500 watts to a BNC speaker, and you're running this in series with the speaker. You're running this as well to break down the power, because drivers usually handle like 100 watts the most, right? So you're using this to break down the power, using this to filter the frequencies, right? I'll go and give an example, positives and negatives in using this, right? The negative in using this, the disadvantage in using this, is that this actually cut down the output of the tweeter, right? The advantage is that it's a fail-safe device. So even though your amp reset, whatever it is, your deck reset, and it turn up the music, your tweeter will remain safe, right? And let me show you a little example of the difference in output, right? Right? This is the driver with... this is the driver without the condenser. Right? This is it with the semi-condenser. This is it with the capacitor. Any difference? Right. Now, here it with the resistor and the capacitor, right? Here in the output, it get quiet. Now, here how loud it is without it. Here any difference? No, here it. Right? So, here the difference again. So you see you're rubbing yourself output when you use these things. You also have a plane, you all load the plane now. Right? Here we're playing with the capacitor alone. So even with the capacitor alone, you still get more output than when you use two of these. But you get the most output when you use it without the capacitor. Right? So that is the advantage and that is the disadvantage, right? So that is the advantage. With this, it cutting on your output, but with it, it's saving your tweeters, and that is the difference, right? So I just want to give a little disclaimer. I'm a DIY guy, do-it-yourself guy. I never went to school to do music. I never claim to know everything about music, right? I know enough that I could show people a little thing and how to learn, teach you guys a little bit about music, right? And that's about it, right?